Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Coach, obviously coming off a big win against Florida, 42 points against one of the best defenses. Has your offense surprised you at all with just the efficiency they've been able to have against everybody?
Yes, they have. And it's been really good. I'm so proud of Steve Ensminger, Joe Brady, Joe Burrow, our wide receivers, Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, Terrence Marshall. But the biggest group that has made the most improvement, I said this in camp, was the offensive line, led by Lloyd Cushenberry.
And that was going to be my next question. Obviously, we've seen Jamar and Justin win the one-on-one matchups. We've seen all your tight ends get involved. We've obviously seen Joe light it up. But that offensive line to go out there against a really dominant pass rush and not allow a sack and open up those holes against for you know Clyde and Tyrion to get through.
Really proud of our whole offensive line. I think the most improvement we made is offensive tackles. Austin Deaconess and Sadiq Charles had a great game. I have to give Coach James Craig the credit. He's an offensive line coach, and he's done a tremendous job with those young men.
Got to be encouraging watching, you know, every week it seems like something else. You know, you're able to correct anything, and the team keeps evolving, basically.
Yes, we got to get better. You know, the Coach Carroll teams that we had at USC and Jimmy Johnson teams that we had at Miami, you got to get better throughout the year. We got to take the next step this week. There's a lot of things on our football team that we need to improve, and our team knows that.
One thing, talking to Clyde after the game, he mentioned, talking to Ty and John and telling him what he's seeing out there. Yeah. You've had a lot of true freshmen contribute this year. Has that sort of been a, kind of key that, the other guys are real unselfish? They're really, there trying to help them and, help them get ready?
Leadership from great character young men. This team has great character young men on it and leadership and some good football players.
And then obviously you guys got another tough road test against the Mississippi State team that you know is going to be gunning for you after coming off of a loss. Just what do you tell the guys, to get them ready for this matchup?
They're going to play their best game against us. They're going to have a red dot right there on the LSU Tigers. Two years ago, we walked into a snake pick. I didn't have this team ready. I'm going to have them ready this week.
You talk about that environment, obviously, with the cowbells and the crowd is always rowdy there. Just how do you get the team ready for that?
Yeah, well, we're going to have noise at practices like we usually do, but it's not about the noise. It's about us going to play our best game. 2 years ago, we didn't play our best game. This year, we plan on going to play our best game.
And then you talk about playing the best game. Obviously, the defense second half seem to really make adjustments, and that's one thing this team has really seemed to be able to adjust in game. What do you credit that to?
I credit the Coach Aranda, our defensive coaches, our analysts writing stuff down on our sideline, our players being very smart and be able to adjust on the move.
And then obviously going back to the true freshman, Marcel Brooks is a guy, highly touted coming out of high school. Seemed like he played every position in high school. You touched on it in there, him kind of settling in the outside linebacker. Just were you expecting him to be able to come in and contribute this way?
You know, he has tremendous speed. And he's tough. He plays hard. He plays at a different level. We knew that as a freshman that Marcel could contribute to our pass rush, but he just had to learn how to do it. Now, midway through the season, I think he's going to become an outstanding rusher for us.
And then with all the guys you had coming back, did you just even see that there'd be, the ability to put these guys in?
Yeah, and plus, it helps us out because we use the other guys on first and second down, then use our fastest guys on third down.
All right. And then obviously, the way the season's going up to number two in the polls, you kind of touched on this, but keeping the focus on the next game, is that becoming harder or is that just not been a thing at all you've had to worry about?
Not with this group. I had the quarterback tell our guys after this game it was good, but good ain't good enough. We want to be great. So you got leadership, you got guys that are hungry. After they see the film, everybody's going to be excited today. We're going to enjoy the victory, but we're going to show them the things that we must and we'll get better at.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. Thanks for the time as always.
Go Tigers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.